education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And this is the theme song for Service Pack 2 for Windows XP. They're not going to get you.
Well, maybe not.
The hackers, that
is. Not this week.
Oh, well, that was the intent, at least. For those of you still trying to figure out what to do about Service Pack 2, there's no imminent danger if you don't download it. So by not downloading it right this moment, you definitely are going to avoid any issues.
That's assuming that you've got all the other critical updates listed at the Windows Update site.
Well, I'm assuming they listen every week and that they follow our directions and they
right.
do that. Okay.
Right.
Now, if you have a fairly clean, well-operating system that's not giving you any problems whatsoever, and it's hard to say whether you really can make that determination on your own or not, but if it seems to be working well, let's put it this way. If you have a known issue, if you've got a problem that's recurring or some issue that you can't figure out, do not install Service Pack 2 right now until you figure out those issues. You just don't need to complicate things.
Right.
If you have a fairly new machine, generally not a problem. We've surprisingly not seen or heard too many problems at all. It's all been fairly minor stuff of the people that have downloaded and installed Service Pack 2. But again, we're dealing mainly with systems that are properly maintained. So, you know, I think as time goes on, we're going to hear more and more issues. So, you know, you can hold off for a couple of weeks and still be fine as long as you've done the previous updates as we've recommended. And for those of you that have a Service Pack 2 question, hopefully that helps. And if not, just call on in 602-277-5827. Shall we help
John?
John.
John has questions about a new PC, and he wants some advice, I think.
Aha, John, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking a call from an old senior citizen that is computer illiterate.
Oh, we didn't know you were old and a senior citizen. We're going to have to stop this call now.
I'll call back tomorrow then.
Well, just lie. Just tell us you're 24 years old.
I'm 19 years old, and I'm just finishing my seventh grade. I'm a little slow.
Beautiful.
My eighth year of college.
You're our target audience now.
Yeah. What do they call that in sports? Red flagging?
Yeah, that's right. Red shirting, yeah.
He's
a red shirt senior.
Well, I don't know a thing about computers, but I'd like to learn something about them before it's beyond time to see anything. And I came across an ad in one of the Republic's supplements, the USA, whatchamacallit, is whatever they call that thing. And it's for $299.
Cool.
I reread the thing.
Wow.
And it's an AOL, American Online, I guess that means, right? Optimized PC system.
Okay.
And it's in, you know, it's a 30-day tryout, and it's got about 10 things listed.
Probably what happens is this computer you buy for $299, but you have to sign an agreement that you're going to take, like AOL, for the next 20 years.
No, 12 months.
Yeah, next year.
$23.90, you got to take it for a year.
Right, so that's another $250.
Yeah, but I mean...
It's more than that. It's
$300.
What's that?
You have to sign up with somebody to get on
the... Yeah, AOL is the least desirable in the tech community.
It's not too desirable for stock either.
Yeah.
But well, if you're very inexperienced on the internet, it tends to make the internet real easy.
Here's what we say AOL stands for: almost online. Most of the stuff you're going to see is stuff that they kind of regurgitate to you. It's actually not the internet. It's their translation of world events and things. And then, of course, they're throwing ads at you and all kinds of goodies.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, for the amount of money that you're paying for AOL at that low speed, you can get into a high-speed connection for not much more, and it's you get to control your own experience.
And it's a lot faster, and you don't pick up your phone line and...
But let's get back to the original question.
Yeah, we don't
think that it's a good idea to tie any machine. What happens if you buy this thing, and I'm sure they've got this all covered, but you get this thing and you realize, you know what, this is a pig in a poke. Okay. I don't want this thing. What's your out? Do you have an out?
Well, you got 30 days to decide.
Well, I'm not sure a new user can figure that out in 30 days.
Well, I'm going to have somebody over here sitting next to me telling me what he thinks.
Yeah, here's the bottom line with any kind of technology, computers, electronics, anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing in the world you can do is buy the cheapest thing you can find.
Yeah, okay.
In order to get it cheap, they've got to cut corners and do funky things to be able to get the thing down to that price. And, you know, it's the old adage about the bad taste or the good taste of the low price goes away real quick when the bad taste of the, you know...
What I would start to do is if you're starting to get into the market of, I need to buy a PC, what do I buy? Talk to some of the people that you hang out with, some of your friends, some of the people that live around you.
Are you at one of the retirement communities here in town?
No, I'm at my retirement community over in Central Phoenix where I own my home.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because they all have fantastic computer clubs.
Oh, well,
But we're assuming you do have some...
I should try one of the senior citizen things.
You do have some friends and neighbors and things that you talk to occasionally, right?
No, most of them don't speak English.
All right. Well, normally we'd
that
say...
that ought to get you guys thrown off the air right there.
Now, that was all you, John.
Okay, thank you.
That was our red shirt senior. Red-faced, red shirt senior. No, there are lots of people in your circles that you can go to. Now, if not, what you need to do is find... You know, the other thing is you buy this thing. What happens when it has a problem?
I know they tell you to call the number, but it's half getting through the numbers.
Right. Hello, thank you for calling Bangladesh.
Is this from one of the big box stores that's advertising this deal?
No, it's right out of the newspaper.
Oh, it's somebody going to ship you a machine and...
The AOL guarantee.
Here's the deal, John. You're a new user. You need as much support as you can get. And if you don't have that figured out, that's really what should guide you on your decision on where you're going to buy, what you're going to buy for a computer and where. Because even if you save $100, $150, over the next year or two, that can go away real fast.
Here's the advice we give people all the time, people like friends of ours. We say it's not what you buy, it's who you buy it from, because when you have a problem, what happens?
Okay, and how do you determine where to go here around the Tower Plaza?
In town? Again, if you want to check with friends and family in your circle, I mean, obviously, we've got 15 locations. We've got, we get rated the top computer service company year after year. I mean, we've got lots of good advice we can give you. You can go to any of the stores and see what we're doing. You can go to any of the big box stores. What you want to do is make sure you're going to a physical location and seeing what you're going to buy, because this is too easy for you to get taken as a new user.
Okay.
To be ordering something through the mail.
Ask them what happens if I have problems.
Exactly.
What do I do?
You guys have a number that I call during the week?
Yeah, you want to hang on just a sec?
We'll
talk to you off the air here. It's I don't want to turn this into a Data Doctors commercial, but I guess it is.
Well, it's Ken and Brandon. It's the Computer Corner, and we'll be right back.